It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us on the TroCare College Live Line this morning, political analyst Ken Crooley with a look at things changing in Buffalo. All right, Ken, it's happened. It's done. After, what, months and months of talking about it, yesterday was the day we saw Byron Brown step aside, step down as mayor of Buffalo, former Common Council president, now acting mayor Chris Scanlon taking the office. It was a move that had been a long time coming. I guess, first off, what did you think of the farewell address and what you saw yesterday?
Well, I think it was a nice speech by the mayor saying goodbye to the staff he's had and thanking the people in the city. He's worked very hard over the years as councilman, senator, and mayor for the city. So he took a bit of a victory lap over the last few days, but that he was entitled to that. And so we're on to the next stage.
Yeah, on to today, where Chris Scanlon takes over as acting mayor. And now, I guess depending on how you look at it, you can think of one of a couple of different things here. On one hand, you know, he's just the acting mayor, and there's an election coming up in just over a year. On the other, it's a whole year plus of being the mayor of Buffalo. It's a long time to be in that position and make a mark of some sort.
Yeah, it is. And it's not like in some places where there might have been a special election. Of course, there could have been a special election if the mayor had, Mayor Brown had, resigned before August 5th, but that's neither here nor there now. So we're, for the next 14 months, going to have Chris Scanlon as the mayor. There'll be an election regularly scheduled for next year. Scanlon undoubtedly will be a candidate in that race, along with probably one or two or five others. And so it's sort of a strange situation, and I guess even in the pay area where the mayor was making $178,000, the council president $100,000, the pay for an acting mayor, I guess it's not clear, according to the city controller, and they're going to have to sort that thing out.
Well, looking at what might happen a year from now, when will you expect, I mean, we've heard some names rumored around, we've heard people say, oh, you know, who knows what might be in the future, and no one's really copped to it yet, Ken, but who are some of the people you expect to be active in running for mayor over the next year?
Well, State Senator Sean Ryan is certainly giving out indications that he's going to run. He's been raising a considerable amount of money. Some council members, new women council members have both been mentioned as possible candidates, Councilwoman Halton Pope and Councilwoman Everhart. Councilman Rashid Wyatt has been mentioned. Excuse me. The members, the former police fire commissioner has been mentioned, and there's several others. I think that will sort itself out over the next 3 or 4 months. I would expect that after January 1st, things will get a little more serious. But money is a consideration in terms of what you need to pay for a campaign. And except for Scanlon and Sean Ryan, the other candidates either have no campaign account yet or have very limited funds. And so that will probably winnow the field fairly quickly as we turn into 2025.
Now, Ken, so much has been made and asked, right, about the quote-unquote looming fiscal crisis in Buffalo. And I always kind of get a little bit of a kick out of hearing that, because nobody's ever very specific. And right, and the most I can gather is that there's the possibility that there could be a pretty hefty deficit that the city faces in the future. But what exactly sets Buffalo aside from, you know, every other municipality across the country that's kind of facing something similar?
Well, Buffalo perhaps took some things to the extreme. They have been floating on federal funds that are about to disappear, excuse me, like many other cities and towns in the country. But the amount of money proportional to the total amount of the city budget is pretty hefty. Some other places, not so much. It is, I think, positive in a way that Acting Mayor Scanlon is acknowledging that the number is pretty big. The number mentioned by others is $50 to $60 million a year in needed revenue or cuts. I think that's probably a pretty accurate number going forward, and that's every single year. It's not like they can find that amount of money somehow for 1 year and then everything goes back to normal. They're going to have to supplement the city revenues with that kind of amount. A property tax increase of that amount would be astronomical. It's not likely that the state of New York is going to step in to provide a whole lot of additional cash. The federal government doesn't do such things except in the pandemic situation. So I think the city's got a major problem on their hands. And the positive thing is that Acting Mayor Scanlon and other members of the council recognize that it is a very big problem.
Well, Ken, always appreciate having you on. Thanks so much. Ken Crewley with Politics and Stuff, political analyst.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.